do you like the bacon?
Al's Place serves up tourtière, a French-Canadian style of meat pie, in a tiny one-room diner with a few red stools lining the counter. Roland Gagné sits at one of those stools, remembering Christmas dinners from his childhood.
I mean, it's an old-fashioned tradition, and it's I'm French and grew up here in Woonsocket, and my family always had meat pies.
Gagné stops by Al's whenever he gets the chance, though he now lives a couple towns away. Sometimes he'll even order a slice of meat pie for lunch.
Not quite a like a meatball, but it's a meaty and it's a flavor. It's the flavor. It's hard to say unless you have to try it. Yeah.
Al's Place sells about 500 meat pies between Thanksgiving and New Year's.
I'm Al Bernier from Woonsocket, Rhode Island, and I own Al's Place.
Owner and head chef Al Bernier bakes the pies himself.
What's that? The meat pies? Sure do.
So this is a freezer here stacked full of them.
Yeah. And I have some at home also. I got like maybe 50 to 60 pies at home in the freezer like this. And I'll be making some more.
The details of his recipe are a closely guarded secret that began in his grandmother's kitchen. He's been refining his technique for decades.
I started when I was a kid. About 14, 15, I worked in a restaurant. And then I trying to make them better than the ones they were there before. That's how I got the reputation I have with my meat pies.
I've never tried tortilla, so Bernier's daughter, Michelle Cody, serves me a slice with a side of gravy.
Okay, so you put the gravy right on there. All right, it's a nice dark brown color. And I'm going to take a bite.
The tortilla has a golden hand-scallop crust, enveloping a thick filling of finely ground beef and pork.
It's tasty. It's very savory. The crust is nice.
Cody's husband, Rodney, sits next to me at the counter. He suggests eating the meat pie with ketchup.
The ketchup adds a little sweetness to it.
Yeah.
See, the French way is ketchup.
Really?
Most people, yes, ketchup.
My mother would make her own, and it was totally different than what my father-in-law makes. I can't say I like one better than the other, but my father-in-law's meat pie is more famous than my mother's was.
Just how famous is his father-in-law's meat pie? Well, he says people come from Maine, New Hampshire, even Florida to get it.
You know, they move from Woonsocket down south to Florida, and when they come and visit, they actually take a cooler and take back 9-10 pies because they want their friends to try it out in Florida. Yeah, so it's it. They travel.
The meat pie traveled to Woonsocket with French Canadians who sought jobs in the city's textile mills, starting around the mid-1860s. Many of them came from the area around Quebec, explains Anne Conway. She runs the Museum of Work and Culture in Woonsocket.
Very much from the small villages. We hear a lot of Saint-Hyacinthe, Saint-Ours, Sorel.
The number of French speakers in Woonsocket grew so large, Conway says you had to learn the language to land a job in the mills.
By 1920, 70% of the population was French-Canadian, which made Woonsocket the most French city in the U.S.
Today, Conway estimates about 40% of Woonsocket residents still claim French-Canadian ancestry, and the tradition of the tourtière appears to be going strong. A cookbook in the museum's gift shop has not one, not two, but at least a dozen different recipes for the dish. Conway makes hers with a blend of herbs and spices.
The cloves and the allspice, and I like to throw an onion, and I like to put fresh parsley in my meat pie.
On Christmas, tortilla is often eaten as a side dish with turkey, mashed potatoes, and, of course, gravy. At Al's Place, diner Roland Gagné drops a bombshell when he orders his meat pie with red sauce. Surfer Michelle Cody is a bit skeptical at first.
Sauce on the side, though, okay?
No.
Huh?
Put it right on it.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I love that stuff.
When the slice arrives, steaming hot and smothered in tomato sauce, Gagné couldn't be happier.
That's the way to have it. That's excellent.
Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.
You ought to try something.